I want to say a big thank God for the fact that the brunt of the storm did not hit the Houston area. And I'd like to say thanks for your concern and all your cards and letters to the people in the viewing audience and your radio listeners out there, because everybody ended up fine.
It's too bad that you, with all of your money and the jets and everything, that you couldn't find a way to get to Houston and get your dad out of Houston.
Truly a tragedy. I wasn't able to do that with my schedule being what it is. Very, very difficult. Difficult situations. And if you want to deal with difficult situations, I remind everybody, 60 Minutes Sundays After Football with Ed Bradley, Leslie Stahl, and Andy Rooney. Check them out. They'll have the very latest on hurricane preparations and also the confirmation of the new Supreme Court Justice John Roberts. Wow. How you doing, guys?
How are you, Jimmy?
I spoke to Father Nance a week ago Tuesday, maybe Monday, not sure exactly when. It was in between my flights back and forth. Traveling a lot for the NFL here on CBS and loving every single minute of it. Now, the wife, Lori, and my daughter, she's not really thrilled. Caroline doesn't like the traveling that I'm doing all over the place, but I'll tell you guys, I'm loving it. I love the airports. I love checking in. I love the Transportation Safety Administration and the way they're doing the good work of American security, Homeland Security, taking care of each and every one of
them. How about your brother Lance Nance?
Lance Nance, it's Vance Nance, actually. Vance is, Lance Nance was down there in Houston and the brunt. What we were all thinking about, of course, the eye bearing down on the greater metropolitan Houston area, and very concerned about that. I'm happy to say that all the young Nances down there took care of business while Jim was back in Fairfield County, Connecticut, in his palatial estate, just making lots of phone calls before the power lines went down and saying, Godspeed, God be with you. I've got to fly to Pittsburgh that particular week so I could interview Coach Cower and find out what's on tap for the Steelers season. I'm a bit wired. The last time I saw Father, I stole some of Pa's pills.
Oh.
That's what happened.
You've been on a bit of a binge. How many days you been without sleep?
Alice, Sundays at 9, Linda Lavin, Vic Tabak, a fantastic show right here on CBS. Don't forget Amos and Andy, Thursdays at 8:30 with Alvin Childress and Spencer Williams Jr.
Wow.
Big addition to the CBS. Though these don't seem like the same promo cards that I got from the people at CBS. The Amazing Race 8, Tuesdays at 9, right here on CBS with Phil Keegan. CBS Sunday mornings with Charles Osgood. Big things happening at CBS, guys. I'd like to promo if I could. If I could just take 1 second.
Sure, Jimmy.
Out of my job when I come on the Don and Mike show, which I should point out to all of your listeners, is part of the CBS family. The greater umbrella that is Viacom, guys. The Carol Burnett Show, a wonderful young talent, yes. Saturdays at 10 with Vicki Lawrence and Lyle Waggoner.
So
should be a real big hit.
You stole your dad's medication.
I did, yes.
And you've been awake for how many days in a row now?
Father Nance has some pills that really are designed to keep him alert, and I took about 30 of them during a two-week period. I'm probably out of them right now, but I'm pretty wired. I'm pretty excited. Pretty much looking forward to San Diego and New England coming up this Sunday. 1. That's the game. And, of course, as all my games are, guys, it'll be in high definition. Sometimes Father's pills make me listless, but these have me off the wall. I have a nice glass of red watered-down wine with my wife, Lori, when we're back at our home in Fairfield County, Connecticut. And for some reason, I'm all kibbutzing. I love to use the Yiddish. I really do, even though I'm a Mormon.
When you take the pills,
yeah.
Do you do the Nance dance?
The Nance dance is fantastic. Everybody, if you'd like to see it, you can see it occasionally if you go to the live games, but you'll never see that on the air. Guys, that's a little over the line, and I don't work that kind of blue.
Right.
Okay? You want one, DG?
Yeah, please.
How about one of these little? Yeah, first one's free. Then I'll get you hooked. You'll call me the Nancy Candyman.
Oh, the pill? Yeah. I'll take one of Father Nance's pills.
1 second, please. Close to home, Tuesdays at 10. Jennifer Finnegan and John Carroll Lynch. Hope you enjoy that show. Some of the great programming we have on America's Most Watched Network, CBS. I'm Jim Nance. Boy, I'm very, very nervous. Well, there it goes again.
What?
I got to point out to you guys, the ends of my fingers are tingling pretty much out of control right now. I could stick a needle almost a quarter of an inch into my index finger and not even feel it.
Wow.
I'm not quite sure what that is.
Is that your dad's pills? Or is that...
No, that's just something that's been happening to me for, I think, since this year's Masters. When I was talking about the Azalea Line fairways at Augusta, I just had a sudden shooting pain down my right arm and suddenly tingling in my fingers and constant cold. I'm always feeling a little chilly. Speaking of cold, Cold Case, Sundays at 8, Catherine Morris, Danny Pino. Fantastic show on CBS.
And isn't that followed by an all-new Dave?
An all-new Dave, yes. David Letterman. What a character.
Now,
I was on the show about 8 years ago.
Before our show today, when you were wandering the halls, I don't know who we were talking to. It was, I know what it was. We were doing the joke thing.
Yeah.
And Jim stuck his head in here and said, hey, guys, what you just did was over the line.
A little over the line, guys. What I do is I look the other way, turn the radio down. I'd like to tell everybody about your show because I think you're good guys. You're well-meaning guys. I think you really have your hearts in the right place and you have your heads on straight. But, you know, like any broadcaster that works in your arena of comedy, there's shows that I wouldn't go to and I wouldn't take my wife Lori to. And this is like when you go into the area of you've been doing a lot of talk about I won't go into the details, but it has to do with your producer.
Oh, Beth Ann and the Mirrors.
Yeah, that's just not my cup of tea, guys. Huh. Whatever the lady does in her own home is her business, and I'd like to keep it off the airways.
Jim?
Yeah, Gala in Houston, February 2004. I think that's the last time I do it. I'd actually had 3 glasses of my wine, and what I do is pour a little water bottled into my glass of wine, half and half, sprinkle a little Equal or sugar packet, and it tastes nice and sweet.
See,
just like I had it when I was a boy, when I was baby. Lots of fun.
You water down your wine.
I think getting inebriated is criminal. I really do. Mm-hmm. And Criminal Minds.
What about
coming up Wednesdays at 9, Mandy Patinkin and Thomas Gibson right here on CBS, America's most watched network.
What about like if you're on your deck after a long weekend? Don't you chill out with a nice mixed drink or a cocktail, maybe a beer?
No, what I normally do is I like to sit out and look at the fireflies, especially during the season with my wife Lori. And, of course, occasionally if I'm out there by myself, I'll have a nice Pepsi and think about Bonnie Bernstein. that's about it. I like an occasional Buckler beer or an O'Doul's. Uh-huh. I know that now, guys, you're laughing, and I know you're going to get the wrong idea. You're going to say Nance has a problem with alcohol. Not true. I like the flavor, and I don't like what happens to your brain when you have any sort of artificial stimulation.
Right.
And that's why I pop pause pills.
As you said, you don't mind taking your dad's.
That was accidental, guys. Stressful time with Hurricane Rita coming off the Gulf Coast and bearing down on the greater Houston area. Very, right. Very frustrating.
Oh, Jim, it's time for a slug.
Here we go. CBS. Don't forget CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, Thursdays at 9. George Eads and Gary Dyorfman. Right here on America's Most Watched Network. Not to be confused with CSI Miami, CSI New York, NCIS. All the criminal investigations, they ought to combine them into one major crime-a-thon. That's an idea from Nance. I fire them off to Les Moonves on a regular basis on America's Most Watched Network. Well, if I do drink about 8 or 10 ounces of Miller Lite, I double lock all the doors. I truly do, guys.
Why is that?
Well, I know one time I decided to have a real glass of wine that was uncut with water, and I was at one of our CBS hotels. Pardon me.
You mean like, so you only like your wine if somebody steps on it?
No.
At one point you actually had wine that was pure.
Pure, yeah. Pure. A real glass. Somebody slipped it to me. They said, did you make it my way? I said that to our waiter, as I said, you know, half water, half wine. It's a kind of a Jesus thing that I do also, guys. And what happened was they brought it into me, and I realized as soon as I had 3 or 4 sips, this was the real deal. I immediately instructed one of our CDS producers to bring me up to the 8th floor, bolt lock my doors, and stand outside so that I wouldn't get in any kind of trouble whatsoever. Alcohol makes the mind do strange things, guys, and I believe in being safe. You'll never see me even around a piece of heavy equipment if there's alcohol in the house. Perhaps you'd enjoy a pair of my signature slacks. My Nance fans.
Nance fans.
Here they are, guys. How I Met Your Mother, Mondays at 8:30. Neil Patrick Harris and Allison Hannigan. On America's Most Watched Network. Don't forget, I'd like you to plug the game. You know which one I'm doing?
Oh, that's the San Diego game?
Attaboy. 1 o'clock on
CBS.
CBS. First time since Mrs. Sim sent in a rum cake about a year ago. Oh, that was a bad time. She used the real stuff.
Oh.
I said, why don't you go, good woman, go to the supermarket and buy the flavoring. You know, you can make it taste like rum without the real alcohol. Well, what she did was she poured a little 151, is what they call it.
Oh.
I was off the aircraft carrier inside of about 5 seconds.
So you had a piece of rum cake and you got drunk.
Yes, projectile vomiting also the next day in my hotel room. Actually missed my morning flight back to Connecticut. It was very frustrating. I tried to tongue Lady Visser also on that particular day. And they said, no more alcohol for you. If I get a whiff of the stuff, even if I'm in a doctor's office, I can sometimes lose consciousness, guys. It's not fun at all. Not fun. But what is fun is the Ed Sullivan Show, Sundays at 8 with Ed Sullivan. on CBS.
America's most watched network.
Absolutely. Don't forget, it's a fantastic. Our lineup, I have to say, is probably better than any lineup, guys, that we've had in the last 20 years. Some of these shows are incredible. Listen to this. The Late Show with Craig Ferguson. Have you checked that out?
Is that the guy with the fake British accent?
Weeknights at 12:30 right here on CBS. As the World Turns, CBS Daytime. I know you'll love that.
I know it's not a fake accent.
I'd like to say hi to everybody. Everybody, the NFL today on CBS. Sundays at noon, Greg Gumbel, Dan Marino, Boomer Esiason, Shannon Sharp, Leslie Visser, Armin Katayan, and Bonnie Bernstein, along with Phil Simms, Randy Cross, Dan Dierdorf, Kevin Harlan, Dick Enberg, and yours truly, Jim Nance. We're right here on CBS, looking forward to another fantastic weekend of football. Boy, I'll tell you something. I wish I was back in Houston right now with my cowboy hat, not sitting in Texan Stadium. Be very, very excited.
That's right. You have season tickets for
season
the Texans.
Tickets, but I never go. I'm always
Texans,
on the road.
But you're never there.
No,
you're never there.
But I'm chance. Ghost Whisperer, Fridays at 8 with Jennifer Love Hewitt and Aisha Tyler. Sorry, I fluffed that one.
You want to take it from the top? Take it from the top.
No, no need. I'll gather myself. Let me gather myself. You know, when I make these fluffs, it's very frustrating. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, no, it's not the pills. If I make another mistake like that, I'll go back on those smokes. Cigarettes. You've heard of those. Or as I call them, the devil's prop.
Okay. Here you go. Yeah. We'll hit the music, get a running start.
All right. I Love Lucy. Mondays at 9, Lucille Ball and William Frawley. Right here on CBS. See what happens when Lucy works in a candy factory and starts shoving bonbons into her mouth. Big fun right here on the iNetwork. Hope you enjoy that, guys. Didn't fluff that at all. King of Queens, Mondays at 8 with Kevin James and Lisa Remedy. Now, I know what I was doing. Your guy said, read the name incorrectly.
Right.
It's a part of a running joke. I said, as long as it's not blue,
right,
I'll participate. But I'm not going
to. Was in Houston.
A long overdue compliment for you, DG.
Yeah.
You know, you work blue. I just want to tell you one thing.
What's that?
You work blue. You're better than that. You're smarter than that. Okay? No need to do that. The silly, dirty stuff, not my cup of tea, guys. Over the line.
I know.
Way over the line.
All right, Jim, tell me something.
I've got a few pamphlets in the car that I'm going to give you and your staff. You got Don, Rob, Joe, Beth Ann, my news buddy, Buzz Burbank.
Yeah. Huh?
Gunsmoke, Mondays at 8 Eastern. Right here on America's most watched network. You like Bob Schieffer? He's
sure.
The host of Face the Nation right here on CBS. And I just want to say to Bob, you're doing a great job since that early Alzheimer's thing knocked Dan Rather off the air. I'm really happy with the work he's doing. Of course, we are the main network for news.
Right.
If you really want to know what's going on, you pay attention to our entire CBS family. And how about that Mike Wallace? Isn't he something? 90, isn't he?
Hey, Jim.
Still going strong. Yeah, Don.
Great big fart.
Hey, now that's what I don't care for. Now, look. There are people in government that have said you're not supposed to do that. And I know you're trying to slide that in there with your announcer saying the act. Well, to me, that's just as bad as if you did it in my face.
Wow.
I don't care for that. I don't think you're
great big fart.
All right, now you're doing it again.
In Jim's face.
Okay, what you're doing to me, guys, is you're trying to get me angry, but I'm not going to get angry because I know that's what you do. You have to make a living. Feed your families. I always oppose glue sniffing and laxative abuse also.
Good for you.
All these are causes that I'm truly, truly against. All right? I mean, my God, even the cartoons on television are working in that direction.
Yeah,
and really,
yeah.
We don't need to throw sex into everything. And some people think we do.
We need a slug.
I think we need a good football game.
We need a slug.
Here we go. Threshold, Carla Gugino and Charles S. Dutton.
Yeah.
That's coming up on Fridays at 9 on CBS. And numbers, yes, sirree. And the E is actually a 3, Fridays at 10. Rob Morrow and Judd Hirsch, a great talent. Great talent and a man of faith, I understand. Very happy with him. You like Mark Harmon? Let's throw another one in, shall we? They want me to get them all. Yes, I'm talking about NCIS. Tuesdays at 8. Yes, it's Navy Criminal Investigations. Mark Harmon, right here on America's Most Watched Network. I was about to come over with some Halloween. We're going to have our big Nance Halloween do.
Oh, good.
Non-alcoholic beer. Grape juice, apple juice, any fruit juice you want. Should be fantastic. Heckle and Jekyll, Saturday mornings on CBS.
Hey, how about this? How about you put a razor blade like in one of the apples?
Now there you go, guys. Not funny. You're talking about children that might eat the apple and cut themselves, and you're making light of that. That's where I've got to draw one big line in the CBS sand and say, please, Please, you're so smart. You're so clever. And you're really a good guy. There's no need for you to mention about kids eating apples and razor blades. My goodness, what happened to your humanity, guys? Really? I want you all right now, a $100 check each year, write it out to the Three Amigos Foundation. Will you do that for me? Well, how about if you can't make the Halloween do, why don't you come to the big Christmas party? I will be dressing as Christ our Savior.
Wow.
Jim Nantz, I'll be wearing the full beard. We're going to have a fun little thing where I turn water into grape juice, not wine, and it's going to be a fine party
for
everybody. We're going to have caramel apples, and we'll also have some candy corn.
Can you help Buzz with his laxative abuse?
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
You know, anything can be abused, guys. It's amazing, really. I had a habit for Pepsi AC for about, I think it was 20 years.
I feel you.
You know, it's many, many things. Tums, if I could get my hands on Rolaids, any antacid, Maalox, anything like that, I'd pour it down, guys. And I'll tell you right now, Buzz, laxatives, the same thing. Really, you want to count on a good fiber meal.
Right.
Corn on the cob is what Mrs. Nantz makes. Lori makes the best fresh sweet corn. It's great.
Is it Jimmy?
Caroline and I fight over the last piece.
We're going to play Love Up to Jeopardy. We have a champion. We need a challenger at 877-365-3636.
Before you do that, can I mention Out of Practice, Mondays at 9:30, Henry Winkler, Jennifer Tilly, get ready to laugh. Out of Practice. Henry Winkler comes back to television, and he's only on America's Most Watched Network, CBS. I can't actually grow a beard, but I'll be wearing them when I play our Savior Jesus Christ at the Nantz Christmas Gala. Should be lots of fun.
At the Nantz Ranch.
It's fantastic because we actually put a cross-up with lights on one side of the house, and on the other side is the CBS Eye.
Wow.
Just to celebrate my two Saviors.
That's cool.
CBS and our Lord Jesus. Please join us. The party starts at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You'll be out of there by 7. We'll bob for Bibles. Should be a lot of fun.
We'll be right back, Jimmy, with the callers for the low-budget Jeopardy game.
Right back here on WJFK, an Infinity station. Thanks a lot, guys.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm right here, Don.
Are you aware? We had great fun this week with the Amazing Race.
Didn't hear that.
The last name of the family that lost, their last name is Black.
I see.
And they are African American.
Yes.
Listen to the rejoinder tape here.
Okay.
This is from the Amazing Race.
Black family. You're the last name to arrive. Sorry to tell you, I've been eliminated from the race.
Not funny, guys. Not funny. Oh, no, we're not going there. Come on now.
Black family?
Yeah, okay, you're repeating it, Matt.
It's like a marrow transplant for your funny bone. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. You are over the line, mister. And how many times have I told you, you guys are, you're better than that. You don't need to do that. Way, way over the line. It's not my cup of tea.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to stay away from that, but we won't stay away from the good fun you can have watching the Jack Benny program. Sundays at 7:30, Jack Benny and Eddie Rogers. Right here on America's Most Watched Network.
CBS.
CBS.
Jimmy, let's...
Great to be back.
Let's
going to play your little game now?
Let's play some low-budget Jeopardy, Jim.
This is low-budget Jeopardy, guys. Let's bring in our challenger right all the way from beautiful Coeur d'Alene, Iowa. A wonderful place to be a student. Let's say hi to Nick Dreckman, 22-year-old.
Hey, hello, Nick.
Mr. Nantz, LQ, how you doing?
Nick, not at night. Hi, Nick.
And now entering the studio, our returning champion. This fella's got $37 in the kitty. He works in corrections as a probation officer from Bakersfield. Please welcome back Todd Elliott to CBS.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, LQ and Jimmy.
Hey, Todd, being a returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
Oh, it's unbelievable, Jim. I can't even speak.
Ah, that's good that you can't speak. I certainly can. Promoting the wonderful lineup we have here on CBS, but now let's bring in the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. I'd like to lay down a few ground rules before we get rolling here. For Nick and Todd Elliott, I'd like to say don't screw with LQ. Right now, let's put our hands together and welcome the host of the program. He's known as Alex Trebek Geronimo, and he's right here in the Infinity Broadcasting Main Street Studios outside of Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad you didn't screw that up or you would have pulled a boner.
Ah, now see... Over the line, guys. I know what you're doing. You're going to go right into that area that I don't like to go to. Let's just have some good, clean fun playing your little word game. And on CBS Tonight, let me point out, Dallas, Fridays at 9 with Larry Hagman and Linda Gray. And every morning, the early show, mornings with Harry Smith, Hannah Storm, and Dave Price.
On CBS?
Right here. On CBS.
Yeah. Guys, here are your categories for Low Budget Jeopardy. We have three of them for you today.
All right. Hope they both survive.
Here we go. The categories are NFL's best and worst.
Survivor Guatemala, I'm talking about.
Superstition or Survivor, when's that on?
Oh, Survivor Guatemala, Thursdays at 8 with Jeff Probst.
Yes.
A wonderful guy right here on CBS. Catch all the great action as each contestant gets eliminated from the island on CBS.
Here's your categories, guys.
Right after One Day at a Time with Bonnie Franklin and Pat Harrington.
Your categories are NFL best and worst.
Ah, the NFL. I love it.
Superstition or not.
Not superstitious, guys. Not in my program.
And best week ever.
Best week ever.
Here we go.
Let's get rolling right here on CBS.
Nick, pick one.
NFL best and worst for one.
Here we go. This team is tied with New England for the best record in the AFC East.
Philadelphia?
Oh, and that was
Philadelphia?
Hold on a second.
Homo.
That was not even in the form of a question. You had the homo because it's the wrong conference.
Yeah.
Not the form of a question.
But the door's open, guys. Todd Elliott in Bakersfield, California. Let's see what our probation officer can do.
Who is Indianapolis?
I'm terribly sorry.
No, that would be the Miami Dolphins.
At halftime of the game this Sunday, I want to point out we'll be joined by Gary Berghoff
from MASH.
MASH, That's right. On CBS. What a great lineup. Ensemble cast. And I also want to remind everybody, Threshold, Fridays at 9. Oh, we already promoted that one,
didn't we? That's okay.
Sorry about that. The Late Show with David Letterman, As the World Turns, Bold in the Beautiful Guiding Light. So many shows, so little time on CBS to bring them all to you.
That's right.
In our listening and viewing family. Notice I mentioned listening as well. I think that's good right here on CBS.
Very nice.
Nikki, you're in control.
Superstition or not for one.
Darling Nikki.
Oh, I know why you're going with that.
No, Guy, you got to finish out the NFL category first.
All right, NFL best or worst for two.
There you go. This team is in first place in the NFC South.
Who is...
Oh, come on, faggot.
Todd, it's your chance to steal.
What is New Orleans?
No.
Right, because they've been doing so great after the hurricane. They got treated so good by the league. No, it's Tampa Bay.
And that means Nick Dreckman, you are still in control.
NFL best and worst for three.
Name two of the three teams that have not won a game. These are two of the three teams that have not won a game yet.
Who is... What? I don't know.
Todd, your chance to steal.
That's the winning attitude.
It was Arizona and Green Bay.
There you go. We finally got a guy with one right.
$3 for Todd. Our returning champions on the board, guys. Looks like we're going to have a spirited competition. Very exciting. And that answer was our Judging Amy play of the game. Judging Amy Wednesdays with Amy Brenneman right here on America's most watched network, CBS, brought to you by O'Douls. Todd, you're in control. Select again, please.
Todd.
I'll take best week ever for one.
Okay, best week ever. These two crazy kids got married this week. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Nick, your chance to steal.
Who is Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore?
There you go.
$1, you're on the board and rolling, Nick. You will be going to Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Let's try another one.
Best week ever for two.
They filed for an annulment for their marriage.
Who is... I don't know.
Da, 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 da.
Todd, your chance to steal.
Why do you continually say you don't know, Mr. Spicoli? Let me write it down on the board for everybody.
I don't know. I like that. Todd, your chance to steal.
Who's Kenny Chesney and his bimbo wife?
No. You had to have her name. It would be Renee Zellweger.
And we're continuing with the game. That category was carried in 1080 high def with a 5.1 sound. Dolby. Right here on CBS. All my games on the CBS network are in high definition. I stipulated that in my contract, guys, and I won't divert from it. I have my standards as a broadcaster
for you.
I'm Jim Nance. Jack Barry. Nick, you're in control. Select again.
Best week ever for three.
Okay, best week ever for three. He got indicted, and he stepped down.
Oh, who is,
Todd, your chance to steal.
Who is Tom DeLay?
There you go.
$3 for you, Todd, opening up a commanding lead here on Low Budget Jeopardy. Time to select another one.
Remember, you can't spell Mensa without men. I'm sorry to say that, being a man myself. You guys are just so dumb.
But
you're great contestants, and it's great to have you as part of the family.
Great to be here on the CBS family. Great to talk about.
Thank you, boss.
Todd, what
happened? Charger, Jimmy.
Todd, select again.
I'll guess I'll take superstition or not for one.
Okay, this is real easy. You got 50-50, superstition or not. A salty soup means the cook is in love.
What is true?
That's right. That is a superstition in the books.
Heck of a guess there, Todd from Bakersfield. Select again, please.
Superstition or not for two.
A shoe that's left under a table brings the owner bad luck.
What is true?
Nick, your chance to steal. Here's a chance for you.
What is false?
There you go. There
way to put
go,
a question
Nick.
Mark on the end of a $2 for Nick. Oh, boy, I tell you, he's indicted for not participating. I'd like to indict Sybil Shepherd, guilty of talent and beauty. Sybil, Wednesdays, right here on CBS. Select again, Nick.
Superstition or not for three.
All right, last one on the big board. A yawn means danger is near.
What is true?
That's $3. That is a real superstition on the book.
And that's God. The end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy, guys. We got quite a horse race. They limped through it. And I'll tell you, that last category is the devil's work, but I'll ignore that for now. As we get ready to go to final Low Budget Jeopardy, mighty exciting. We're going to have a fantastic finish. And you know I love those.
Jimmy?
Yeah, Don.
I meant to tell you, during the break.
Sure.
What is this message? Hey, who's talking there? Which one of you guys is having a conversation? Nick? Todd?
It was not Todd.
It might have been me. Sorry about that.
What do you mean it might have been Nick?
Nick, I want to remind you, this is Low Budget Jeopardy. We need your undivided attention so that you can participate and hopefully win.
You got it.
Anyway, this message,
you got it.
This message came to Jim Nance.
Ah.
It says from Dad.
I got a wire?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We got a telegram.
Somebody send me a telegram. You got a cable for me? Please pass it along.
It says, Dear Jim.
What came across the wireless for me?
Please help me.
Stop.
Your father.
Stop. Okay, listen, guys. We got to wrap this up pretty quickly because I want to put a call into my in-laws.
Sure.
So they can get over there and help Dad. Do that as soon as possible, guys. My schedule's not going to allow me to make a personal phone call to Bob. But I will remind each and every one of you, Big Fun on CBS, Murder, She Wrote, Sundays at 8, Angela Lansbury, Tom Buckley. Don't miss it on America's Most Watched Network.
Here's your category, guys, and final Low Budget Jeopardy. Oh, Jim, who's got what?
We got $6 for Nick Dreckman and Todd Elliott with a total of $7. Just a little bit ahead, we're still going to have a fabulous photo finish.
All right, guys, here we go. Your category would be impossible for you to get. So let's play the game anyway. It's about the category is actually spider. What the hell is that? Hello, Nick?
Yeah.
What was that?
That was my annoying little dog.
You have an annoying little doggy in Coeur d'Alene, Iowa.
Why don't you give that dog a nice 4x4 square of rat poison?
Wouldn't that be exciting, guys? We could actually have that live on the air. One of our wonderful reality programs here on CBS.
Here you go. Category spiders and snakes, even though it has nothing to do with spiders. This is the only continent without reptiles or snakes. Okay? Put on your big brain hats, guys. This is the only continent without reptiles or snakes. Need you to answer in the form of a question, and good luck. And good luck. Oh, there you
Thanks,
go.
Guys. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive an all-expense-paid vacation to the Nance Ranch. That's right, guys, just outside of Provo, Utah. The Nance Ranch provides guests with a religious retreat and the Dude Ranch for nonstop fun and fulfillment. Your day starts with a prayer breakfast, followed by CBS Cattle Drive, our non-alcoholic hoedown, and sunset campfire hymn sing-along. The Nance Ranch will cleanse your soul. Affiliated with the Utah Chamber of Commerce. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
All right, Jimmy, here we go. You know, I accidentally hung up on the dumber of the two.
Nick,
No, the other one.
Todd Elliott, our returning champion?
Yeah.
Would that give me a chance for another CBS plug here?
It would just get him back on the phone.
I love the great Lloyd Bridges. I know you do, too, and you will after looking at Sea Hunt Thursday nights with Lloyd Bridges right here on CBS. Oh, this is fun. Making fun of, making ill of the dead. Speaking ill of the dead.
Okay.
Not my cup of all-natural decaffeinated tea. No sugar, guys.
Which guy do we want to talk to first?
Nick Dreckman of Coeur d'Alene, Iowa. Let's go to him and see what he's got.
Let's go to Nick.
Sure.
Howdy, Nick. Let's see. This is the only continent without reptiles or snakes.
What is Antarctica?
Now, how could this be? These guys didn't know that goddamn Tampa Bay is 3-0. These guys didn't know Renee Zellweger's name. But this guy knows Antarctica.
Sometimes those little facts from geography pop into the brain when pop culture escapes them. It means that Nick's doubled his score, Don.
All right, and Todd, this would be amazing if Todd's got a Todd. Please.
What is Antarctica?
And that means that Todd Elliott of Bakersfield, California, the string continues. He is still our low-budget Jeopardy champion. Congratulations.
So we played just all the tapes at once, please. Now, listen, it's okay to Google, you know.
Right.
But did you guys Google it?
No. Oh.
Really?
No.
So you didn't know Renee Zellweger's name, but you knew Antarctica.
Somehow.
Okay. All right, that's cool. All right, that's cool. That means...
They both got it, Don, but unfortunately right here on CBS, we can only have one winner for Low Budget Jeopardy. Only one of them's coming back.
All right, so that's Todd, right?
Yes, they overcame the odds, just like Mannix does. Mannix, Fridays at 10 on CBS. Would you like me to tell them about their prizes?
Yeah, and the money. I forgot which guy won. Todd won?
Yeah, Todd won. Todd Elliott. Yes, guys. Guys, starting to get that low-grade migraine headache that the Nance family has the history of. Todd, you double your score.
So does Mike O'Mara sometimes.
We throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $76. Congratulations, Todd.
Thank you, people.
And Nick Dreckman of Coeur d'Alene, you've won a $25 Tower Records gift card. Tower Records at Tower.com, the only place to feed your addiction. Hold it. Not my kind of copy, guys. You're talking about drug use. Feed your addiction to pop culture. Now, who wrote this? I can't read this. So I'll go to the record store.
Nick and Todd.
That's all I'm going to say on the matter right
thank
now.
Thank you for listening.
Come on, guys.
What am I going to say, Nance?
Way over the line.
It was great having you here.
Oh, man. Robert Stack stars in The Untouchables Saturday night right here on CBS. I hope you enjoy it. I'd like to say hi to everybody, my radio buddies, Don, Mike, Rob, Beth Ann, Mr. Michael Hughes, a man who doesn't get a lot of credit around here, but what a guy he is. His assistant, Cameron Gray, Joan Lotta, Robbie Gomez, Shondell Martin, and, of course, all the fabulous people here at the WJFK family, an extension of the CBSI family. Hey, we know what that means. It's time for a colleague. Time for a colleague. Wearing his Bushman outfit today. History.
You know, I
headlines and puka shells coming up on CBS.
Borrowed this from Jeff Probst.
I only wish that he would dress as you do, like in that smart CBS blazer you have on, Jim.
You've tapped into something, Don. You know, I find that when I dress well, I read well, and I pay attention, and I'm a good broadcaster. He'd be a better broadcaster with a suit and tie.
Can you get
every day
one of those jackets?
I sure can. I can get you all the jackets you want. They're not always the CBS blazer.
Where'd you get that jacket?
Where'd you get that jacket, Stu Nahan?
They're fantastic. This blazer is a nice 32 short.
Radio was strictly forbidden. One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz?
It's me.
He made it up.
Buzz?
Yes.
My tie is by Nautica. Speaking of nautical, another little plug for our friends at NCIS. Mark Harmon stars. What night is that, Rob?
Tuesday
nights, right here on America's Most Watched Network. God, I could do them all night. Nothing gives me greater pleasure, guys. I'd like to thank you on behalf of Lori and Caroline.
Buzz, what's your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
Tonight, some Republicans reveal their thoughts on black people.
Oh, okay. Good time for me to take my leave.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Nancy, that was very...
That was very professional, guys. I got to blow out of here. And I don't mean drugs.
It's the Don and Mike Show.